This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Which two candidates will come out on top and make the U.S. Senate runoff December 10th?
Most people assume that it will be one Republican and one Democrat.
UL Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross says that's why Campbell and Fayard are targeting each other, while Bustani and Fleming are spending their ammo trying to take down John Kennedy.
In essence, we've kind of have an open primary that's turning into a closed election.
LawPolitics.com pundit Jeremy Alford says Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy is best positioned to advance to the next round. And the key to second place is African-American votes.
For a Democrat to make it the runoff, you're probably looking at someone who needs to get about 16% of the white vote and 60% of the black vote.
Alford says some proprietary polls he's been privy to show Fayard gaining with black voters.
She's outspending Foster Campbell 3-1 on TV. She has tried to connect Foster Campbell to David Duke with some ads.
If Campbell and Fayard split the black vote enough, Alford says, it could change the whole scenario.
It could push a Republican like John Fleming into the runoff for what would be a rare all-GOP showdown for a Louisiana Senate race.
Cross disagrees.
It's not clear that there is enough support for two Republicans to make the runoff.
But tracking the month-to-month trends in nonpartisan polls show that as undecideds decline, Kennedy and Campbell gain support steadily across race and gender and in all regions of the state. Polls, campaign ads, and strategy aside, it may all come down to name recognition. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.